A new art gallery is thriving in a place where there's more cattle than people. This month, we're airing stories about how artists are building a sense of community in some unexpected places. CJ Janovy of collaborating station KCUR takes us to a crossroads in rural Kansas where the arts are flourishing.
It's a typical Sunday afternoon art opening. People pondering landscape paintings and large-scale photographs, snacking on cheese and crackers, coffee and cookies. The conversation inside is pretty lively. But out front, there's just miles and miles of ranch land. We're in the middle of the gently rolling Flint Hills of Kansas. The nearest town is 8 miles away, and it's too small for a grocery store. We're at the intersection of a two-lane highway and a dirt road with a couple of houses and farm sheds. It's called Volland. How did an art gallery get here? Patty Reese and her husband Jerry are from Kansas City. 15 years ago, they bought and restored a second home in the Flint Hills. Like a lot of locals do for entertainment in this scenic part of the prairie, Patty Reese says they were out one day taking a drive.
We drove down this little gravel road, and then this big brick building appeared. It was a rather sophisticated city-type building, and it was kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
And in bad shape. Trees growing out of it, the roof caved into the basement.
It was pretty sad looking, but those walls were straight. It was like, man, that place ought to be fixed up.
They had preserved old buildings before, so they bought it.
And then we looked inside, and we saw what was ahead of us. It was full of debris. It had sat vacant and had been rained on and snowed on and hailed on for 30 or 40 years.
Tracy Henry is the economic development director of Waubonsie County, Kansas. She was working in the county appraiser's office when Reese came in.
I thought she was crazy. I just couldn't fathom the mess that she was getting into, and I wasn't alone.
Turns out the Reeses had bought an important building. For most of the last century, it was a general store. Families around here had long, happy memories of the place, and they'd watched it deteriorate after it closed. When Reese hired local contractors, Henry says everyone was curious about what she could possibly be doing.
I just took a little road trip out there that I'm just going to walk in and see if I can get it. And the contractor was out there, and I said, can we sneak in and just take a look? Because we were just nosy.
So was Gary Schultz.
That was kind of talk at the coffee shop.
Schultz runs cattle on 4,000 acres. He's spent his entire life within a mile of Volland. Like everyone, Schultz looked up to the general store's owner, who was a charismatic Renaissance man named Otto Kratzer. He died in the 1970s.
I'd ride my pony to Volland because I was intrigued by Otto Kratzer. He'd tell me stories, stuff he did, you know, such as riding a motorcycle to California, to the World's Fair in San Francisco, and he went to the Rose Parade, you know, 100 years ago.
Contractors might have been working on the old place, but that doesn't mean Patty Reese actually had a plan.
I saved this building, and then I had to figure out what to do with it.
But she knew art would be part of it. And after a year of rehab, last summer the old brick Volland store opened as a gallery and event space. The first exhibition was a crowd pleaser, photographs by Otto Kratzer. Turns out the general store's owner had also been a talented photographer. On opening weekend, Tracy Henry finally understood what Patty Reese had been doing.
And I walked in and I just went, wow.
Hundreds of people came, and they've kept coming. Two other exhibitions followed, and Reese is talking to more artists about what's next. People are grateful, says Tracy Henry.
There's not another art gallery in our county. This is a piece of art and culture that Waubonsie County's never had.
And the response from the visitors is unreal.
Rancher Gary Schultz and his wife Peggy now volunteer at the gallery as hosts on weekends.
Yeah, and we meet people from Ireland and all over the country.
Tourists who take scenic drives out here for the natural beauty have another reason to visit the Flint Hills. And the locals have more reason to visit among themselves. I'm CJ Janovy, reporting in Volland, Kansas.
That story is part of KGOU's Artland series, a collaboration exploring creativity and community in surprising places. You can find more at kgou.org.